We have the 8 o'clock news from Brian Jennings.
Hurricane Milton is tearing across the US state of Florida this morning, bringing tornadoes and floods and leaving more than 2 million homes and businesses without power. Milton made landfall overnight with winds of up to 200 kilometres an hour, with the eye of the storm coming ashore in south of Tampa. Several people are reported to have died, but the full extent of the damage is not yet clear. Milton, which was a Category 5 hurricane, has now been downgraded to a Category 1, but torrential rain is continuing. Matthew Capucci is a meteorologist in Florida.
We've had everything with this storm. We've had deadly tornadoes that toss debris. We've had a storm surge of 3 to 4 meters. We've had destructive winds. We've had flooding rains, a flash flood emergency with a 1,000-year rain event. Parts of Tampa saw 13 centimeters of rain in a single hour's time, which is entirely unheard of there. I saw roofs rip off buildings, power lines get knocked down. I saw street signs and traffic lights flying through the air. And at one point, a cement bench from on top of a skyrise hotel flew out of midair and crashed into the ground and broke in front of me. It was terrifying.
The Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant has said retaliation for Iran's missile strike on Israel last week will be what he described as lethal. His comments follow a phone call between the US President Joe Biden and the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. It was their first direct contact in 2 months. Speaking following a meeting with Mr. Biden in the White House, the Taoiseach Simon Harris expressed hope that the phone call between the US leader and Mr. Netanyahu will yield results.
The current situation, the killings, the bombings, the maimings, cannot continue. It is utterly disproportionate. And I again made the point to the President that Ireland of all countries knows that the only way you bring about peace is through dialogue and a political process.
The Novas Housing Agency, which provides family support, addiction and recovery services, as well as help for those who have lost their homes and are at risk of homelessness, says there's been a big rise in the number of homeless people seeking its out-of-hours service. The agency, which offers services in Dublin, Limerick, Clare, Tipperary, Cork and Kerry, also says more needs to be done to improve the safety of women seeking homeless services. Our Midwest correspondent, Cathy Halloran.
The Nova's annual report is released on World Homeless Day and a reminder in it that Ireland has committed to the Lisbon Declaration, which commits countries to end homelessness by 2030. But examples too of the crisis facing those without a home and that those figures seeking services are rising. The agency offered emergency accommodation to over 1,000 people last year and housed almost 800. But the figures attending its out-of-hours services, seeking help after 9 p.m. when they've nowhere else to go, are unprecedented, up over 150% from 1,130 to 2,800, which is deeply concerning. It also says specific measures are needed to help women facing homelessness. Frequently, they're reluctant to engage formally with the services and only as a last resort, as they see them as male dominated. More women-only and segregated emergency settings are needed to allow women to feel safer accessing those services. Cathy Halloran, RTE News Limerick.
The public are being encouraged to dig out unwanted electronics and cables which could contain valuable metals. We Ireland, the country's national compliance scheme for the recycling of e-waste, has warned that disposing of e-waste incorrectly has high financial and environmental costs. Our Midlands correspondent, Sinead Hussey.
We Ireland is urging householders to think about their waste, warning that disposing of smaller electronic waste incorrectly has high financial and environmental costs. Just 1% of critical raw material requirements is met by current e-waste recycling, and that needs to increase to 25% under new legislation for Ireland and EU member states. We Ireland says the benefits of recycling electronic waste include reducing CO2 emissions, conserving raw materials and preventing toxic substances from harming our environment.
The British Prime Minister Keir Starmer will host a meeting with the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte in Downing Street today. Mr. Zelensky will visit a number of European countries over the coming days, as he pushes for further military support for Ukraine. Our London correspondent, Tommy Meskell.
Later this morning, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will arrive at Downing Street, his second visit since Prime Minister Keir Starmer took office. It's expected that Mr. Starmer will restate his government's support for Ukraine. The Prime Minister will also host the NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte. Afterwards, Volodymyr Zelensky will continue his tour of Europe as he holds separate meetings with the leaders of France, Italy and Germany. It comes amid concern that the result of the US election next month could impact the country's support for Ukraine. Tommy Meskell, RTE News, London.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Why not upgrade to an award-winning Grant Vortex boiler for reliable and efficient home heating? Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.ie.
Dry today with sunny spells, but there will be a few showers, mainly in parts of Connacht and Ulster, becoming isolated this evening. Cool with highest temperatures 8 to 11 degrees.